is it important to take photos while traveling? No trip afield would be fully complete without taking some photos to document the excursion. On a personal level, developing a portfolio of pictures of one's travels can help to solidify memories of the trip. People are often grateful down the line to have such photos, as they enable one to look back fondly on their past experiences and to reminisce on where their journeys have taken them. Travel photos are also valuable resources to show to one's friends, as they might be interested in seeing parts of the world that they themselves have never been to. Can you trust other people's travel journals on the internet? Like everything on the internet, one should approach reading other people's travel blogs with a grain of salt. Firstly, if one is perusing travel blogs as research for a trip of one's own, there is no assurance that they would have the same or even a similar trip when venturing out for themselves. Experiences almost always vary from person to person. Secondly, there is no assurance as to the veracity of anything written on the internet. People are partial to embellishing the truth or even outright lying in order to represent themselves and their life in the best light possible. What factors affect how people feel about travel? The main factors which affect people's feelings about travel are inevitably time and money. Many people simply do not have the savings available to them to spend on traveling. Or, if they do, the money available to them might be limited so as to greatly reduce the number of places which they could feasibly travel to. Countries with a high cost of living, or which are located far away from one's homeland, may prove to be practical impossibilities for one aiming to travel on a limited budget. Moreover, many people cannot afford to take the time out of their work or studies to travel at all, and so feel that it is a superfluous activity to their lives. Will people go to a foreign country to travel because of the distinct landscape? In many respects, the particular landscape of a country is one of its strongest assets for attracting tourism. Many countries in Europe, for instance, enjoy a consistent flow of holidaymakers embarking on what are known as walking holidays. Alpine countries such as Italy, Switzerland, and Slovenia receive visitors from all over the world determined to hike the world-famous mountain range. This is also true for the mountainous countries of Scandinavia and Northern Europe. Great bodies of water are also inspiring geographical features which commonly attract foreign visitors. For example, Niagara Falls on the Canadian-US border sees over 8 million international travellers annually visit the colossal waterfall.